Whew. Oh yeah. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and there is nothing like running in place high up in the clouds. Well, hey, what do you think about running? Do you like running for exercise? You know, sometimes if you're running and it's a hot day, like a really hot day, it could be dangerous. I mean, you could suffer heat exhaustion or even worse, heat stroke. So it's very important to drink enough water. All right. Well, the name of our lesson is How to Handle Heat, Humidity on Race Day. That's right. It's not just heat, but humidity that can make a race difficult. So today we'll talk about how you should wear appropriate clothing, splash yourself, and hydrate yourself before, during, and after the race. So grab your water bottle and let's hit the road. Come on.
How to handle heat, humidity on race day. 2. Wear appropriate clothing. You want to make sure your gear is helping to keep you cool. So put on loosely fitting clothes made of sweat-wicking material. Consider wearing sunglasses and a cap and apply sunscreen. 3. Splash yourself. When you pass aid stations, take a cup to drink and a cup to splash water over your head as a cooling method. Sometimes races will provide other cooling measures, like cold sponges or hoses spraying the runners. If you feel like you're overheating, take advantage of those amenities.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 sweat wicking 这个形容词。Sweat 是指汗水， wick 本来是指灯芯，但是在这里是指吸收或去除，所以加在一起 sweat wicking 就是指快速排汗的。例如 The t-shirt is made of sweat wicking fabric, so it's perfect for summer. 这件 t-shirt 是用快速排汗的布料制作的，非常适合夏天。或者是 The company will launch a new collection of sweat-wicking sports apparel next month. 这家公司会在下个月推出新的快速排汗的运动服系列。Sweat-wicking 也可以说成 moisture-wicking, 例如 moisture-wicking socks, 吸湿排汗的袜子。接下来我们看的是 amenity 这个名词。Amenity 是指便利设施或生活福利的设施，大多数是用复数型。例如 the campground provides basic amenities such as shower rooms, a laundry room, and grills. 这个营地提供一些基本的生活便利设施，例如浴室、洗衣房或者是烤肉架。或者是 the dorm is overpriced and overcrowded, and their amenities are old or broken. 这个宿舍又贵又挤，生活的措施不是旧了，就是坏了。
All right, good. I'm getting ready for that race pretty soon. I just have to make sure that I don't run on a hot day or a humid day. You think that's possible, Rebecca?
Well, Gabe, considering we live in Taiwan, it's probably going to be hot and humid. So you better adjust your expectations.
Right. Okay, adjust my expectations.
And do you know what else you can do?
What's that?
It's very important that you wear appropriate clothing.
All right, appropriate clothing. That's what our lesson talks about today. So wear appropriate clothing. We read, you want to make sure your gear is helping you or helping to keep you cool. So put on loosely fitting clothes made of sweat-wicking material. Now you see that word right there, or these three words, to keep cool. What do you do to keep cool? This means you do something to make sure that you're cool or that your body stays cool.
And there are many different things that you can do to keep your body cool. In the summertime, I like to eat ice cream and shaved ice to keep cool. But then, of course, when I go to sleep at night, I like to turn my AC on or my fan to help me keep cool.
So do you ever drink a cold glass of water to keep cool?
Oh, yeah. I do that, too, of course.
Oh, but that's just a little more boring than eating ice cream, right?
Well, I do that regularly.
Ah.
You know, I always drink ice water to keep me cool or thin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, on a really hot day,
mm-hmm.
ice cream or shaved ice is incredible.
That is true. Okay, so friends, what do you do to keep cool if it's really hot or humid outside or inside? You know, our lesson mentions sweat wicking material. That just means it's material that is causing your body to sweat. It absorbs the sweat so that you can kind of sweat easily. Okay, and often it's made of some kind of polyester. But how does this point continue?
Consider wearing sunglasses and a cap and apply sunscreen. And a cap would just be like a hat. Actually, I do find it very important to wear sunglasses. My eyes tend to be very sensitive
mm-hmm.
to the bright sun. And so sunglasses are a must for me on a really hot day.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so sunglasses. Do you ever apply sunscreen? That's a really good idea. On a hot day? A sunny day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very important. I remember not too long ago, a few months back, it really wasn't even that hot of a day,
mm-hmm.
but I was in Elan and I didn't apply any sunscreen.
Yeah.
I was only out for maybe an hour. Oh, it was terrible. I came back. My entire back was totally burnt.
Yeah.
And my face, shoulders, sunscreen, apply it.
Yeah, Rebecca looked like a lobster.
Oh, you remember that?
Well, you know what, friends? If the weather is a little bit overcast, then that's when it's really dangerous. That's when you need to apply sunscreen. Okay, let's go to the next point. Splash yourself. Splashing involves water, okay? When you pass aid stations, that is a help station, take a cup to drink and a cup to splash water over your head as a cooling method.
My brother loves to do that.
Just every day in normal life?
Well, no, when he's working out or when he's competing.
All right.
Because he also was a runner. And so we used to hand him water to encourage him along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, sometimes races will provide other cooling measures, like cold sponges or hoses spraying the runners. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's pretty nice when there's a well-organized race, and so there are a lot of people involved who are not just racing, of course, but also helping the runners in ways like this. So if you feel like you're overheating, we read, take advantage of those amenities, those nice things, those luxuries, right? Let's take a look at the word overheat. This means to get too hot.
And of course, people aren't the only things or that can overheat. This reminds me of cars.
Right.
I can tell you countless stories of when we were driving somewhere and then our car overheated and we had to stop, pull over to the side of the road, and allow our car to cool down.
All right. Did you ever have to pop the hood and maybe pour some water over the engine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So many times,
mm-hmm.
I forget how many.
Right. So, friends, people can overheat as well when we run. Take advantage of those amenities. Now, take advantage of, you need to be careful with this phrase. If you're taking advantage of something, that means you're making good use of it. That's a good way to use this phrase. But don't take advantage of people. That means something negative.
That's right. Well, right now, Gabe, I think it's time for you to take it up a notch.
Okay, all right, okay. Got some more push-ups here.
I mean, take it down a notch.
What?
I mean, Gabe, we need to learn about these phrases in the info cloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. It's important to take care of our bodies by exercising. But it's also important not to hurt our bodies when we exercise.
That's very true, Carolyn. We need to know our current exercise level and whether we should take it up or down a notch. And I think we should take our English levels up a notch by looking at this phrase.
Great idea. If you take something up a notch, Then you increase the intensity of it or try harder at something. So if you take your running up a notch, that means you start training harder, running faster, and going further.
And if you take your English ability up a notch, then you work harder and practice more to improve your language skills. And what is the opposite of take something up a notch?
That would be take something down a notch. So with this phrase, you are decreasing the level of energy or intensity of something. For example, you are being too loud. Could you please take it down a notch?
That means you should speak quieter. Now, there is a phrase similar to take it up a notch that was made famous by a TV chef.
Oh, I know that one. Kick it up a notch. The chef would say this when he wanted to add an ingredient that would make the dish more exciting or flavorful.
当我们想要提高一件事情的等级或强度的时候，我们可以用 take something up a notch 这个片语。 Notch 是等级、档次的意思。例如，想要别人在什么事情上面加强，就可以说 Are you ready to take it up a notch? 如果相反，就用 take something down a notch. 还有一种比较口语的说法是 kick it up a notch. 当厨师想让他的菜更可口，更让人垂涎三尺，他就可以说 kick it up a notch. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Ah, there's nothing like a cool, refreshing glass of water on a hot day. Well, friends, I'm ready for my race. I've got my sweat-wicking clothing. I've got a hat to run in, the proper shoes, of course. And our next tip has to do with water, so stay tuned.
How to handle heat, humidity on race day. 4. Hydrate before, during, and after the race. You want your urine to be light yellow. That's how you know your hydration game is on point. Make sure you're taking in a couple of swallows of sports drinks that contain electrolytes, which help your body absorb water. There's no need to overdo it, but make sure you aren't feeling thirsty. You want to pay attention to your hydration beginning the day before the race.
OK, 继续我们看 hydrate 这个动词 H-Y-D-R 这个字根是指水, 所以 hydrate 是指补充水分, 例如 don't forget to hydrate your skin with a moisturizer in this dry weather, 在这么干燥的气候下, 别忘了擦面霜来替皮肤补水, 或者是 make sure to hydrate constantly during workouts, 健身时要记得常常补充水分, 它的反义词是自首加上D-E 变成 dehydrate, 例如 caffeinated drinks dehydrate your body, 含咖啡因的饮料会让你的身体脱水。它的名词是 hydration, H-Y-D-R-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 athletes require extra hydration during training, 运动员训练的时候需要更多的水分。最后我们看的是 urine 这个名词, urine是指尿或尿液, 例如 the doctor found a unique virus in a patient's urine sample, 医生在这位病患的尿样本中发现了一种很特殊的病毒，或者是 We're still waiting for the urine test results. 我们还在等尿液检查的结果。它的动词是 urinate, U-R-I-N-A-T-E. 例如 The patient experienced difficulties when he urinated. 这位病人排尿的时候有困难。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Howdy. Howdy. Howdy there, Rebecca.
Gabe, you're not wearing the right hat.
Our lesson says to wear a hat when you go running.
No, actually, it says to wear a cap. There's a difference between a hat and a cap. I have a cap for you right here that you can wear.
Okay, all right.
Here you go.
Let's trade.
Right.
Let's trade.
So you hand me...
You can take my cowboy hat, and I will have this army cap.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Exactly.
That should be a little better for running.
And guess what?
Huh?
Our lesson does talk about the importance of wearing sunglasses. So here are some sunglasses for you.
Okay. Here we go. Got some sunglasses. And I have a glass of water, Rebecca, because it's important to stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. That's a great phrase. Let's talk about it.
Okay, why not? Because our lesson does say hydrate before, during, and after the race. So a good phrase for you to know is stay hydrated. This means to keep drinking enough water. Make sure that you have enough water in your body.
So, of course, remember, on a hot day, it's very important that you drink lots of water so that you stay hydrated. And I just want to tell you, Gabe, it looks like you're ready to go running now. You got a cap on and your sunglasses.
Wow, these shades really are dark. And my cap doesn't really match my clothes, but that's okay. It'll still be very helpful. And is this the best kind of container to put my water in?
Well, no, that's a glass, Gabe. Nobody, no runner is going to use a glass like that when running in a race.
Well, at least I have something, and this can help me to stay hydrated, at least while I teach this lesson.
Right, because you want your urine to be yellow.
Excuse me? Not very many people talk to me about my urine, but...
I'm sorry, you want it to be light yellow, not yellow.
Right, well, since you are a good friend, I guess you can talk about it if you want.
But this is what our lesson says. You want your urine to be light yellow. That's how you know your hydration game is on point.
Okay, well, let's move away from urine a little bit and talk about that phrase, on point. Okay. So this means on target or in the right direction.
So let's say, for example, you have to write a research paper about a particular topic and you're not really sure if your paper's on point. You could go and talk to your teacher and your teacher might say, well done. You are right. You are on point.
Ah, good example. Rebecca, that example was on point.
Oh, yeah, it was. I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
All right, so our lesson says that's how you know your hydration game is on point. Now, just a quick side note. This is not a real game. The word game here means more like a situation. So your situation of being hydrated is where it needs to be.
And we continue. Make sure you're taking in a couple of swallows. That just means some sips, some big sips spork drinks.
That was a nice big swallow.
That was
a gulp.
Big gulp, big swallow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that water has any electrolytes in it.
Oh, man.
And it's not a sports drink.
Oh, you're right about that. Oh, you know what sports drink I really like?
No, tell me.
Super Soupow.
Ooh, well, do you know what sports drink I really like?
Tell me.
Finn.
Soupow is better.
Well, Soupow is really sweet.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe we just have to agree to disagree on this subject. But they're both good sports drinks, right?
Mm-hmm. They both have electrolytes.
That's true. Oh, you know what a famous one in the United States is?
Oh, yes, I know. Gatorade.
I was thinking Powerade. But yeah, both good sports drinks.
Gatorade is probably better, though.
You're probably right this time. So these electrolytes, we read, which help your body absorb water. And that's important when you're running. To stay hydrated, you need to absorb water.
There's no need to overdo it. But make sure you aren't feeling thirsty.
All right,
now,
well,
what does it mean to overdo something?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh,
when
okay.
When you overdo something, you could probably guess what it means, friends. It means to do something too much.
Right. For example, Grandma loves giving gifts at Christmas time. But sometimes she overdoes it Just a little bit.
What do you mean?
She gives too many Christmas gifts.
That's great.
I mean, that's just an example.
Yeah, that's a good way to overdo something, though. Hey, you know what, Rebecca?
What?
Here's a little Chinese slang lesson for you.
Oh, by all means, tell me.
Sometimes when people want to say that you're doing something too much, they'll say, oh, tie over.
Tie over.
Yeah, it's like a Chinese word and an English word. It's in the tie over law.
Well, Gabe, you're talking tie over.
Okay, well, we need to stop talking now because it's time for a review skit.
Tie over.
Ah, 真的.
I'm really struggling with this weather. It's so hot.
I know. It's too bad we can't control the weather, huh?
I had different expectations for what the weather was going to be like.
Well, maybe you can adjust your expectations so you'll still have a positive experience.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't expect to go for the same pace you practiced. Just forget your watch and go by how hard you perceive you are running.
Really? Is that going to be good enough to keep me cool?
Well, you also want to wear appropriate clothing like sunglasses and a cap.
Oh, great. I brought those.
Don't forget the sunscreen, too.
I just hope they'll have those aid stations during the race. I'm already getting thirsty.
Yeah, that's really important. You should take advantage of those aid stations. Take a cup of water to drink, take a cup to splash over yourself. They might even have some of those cold sponges to help keep us from overheating.
What's that you've got there?
Oh, this is my sports drink. It contains electrolytes to help your body absorb water.
Wow, really? I've got to get at least 3 of those.
Wait.
I'm so thirsty.
Wait, there's not a need to overdo it. Just make sure you aren't feeling thirsty.
Okay, maybe I'll just buy 1. Hey, thanks a lot for the advice. Now I feel like I'm ready for the race.
No problem. Hope to see you at the finish line.
So, Gabe, I think you're ready for the race.
I think I am, too. It is tomorrow, in fact. So, friends, we will see you tomorrow here at Studio Classroom.
Wait, tomorrow is Sunday. We don't usually have...
I know.
Class on Sunday.
It's April 1st.
Oh, it's April 1st. So this will be the first time ever that we've had class on April 1st, on a Sunday.
Yeah, this is my attempt at an early April Fool's joke.
Oh.
Because we won't be here tomorrow.
So, April Fool's
Day? Happy April. Anyway, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
Is that a good joke? At all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.